What's up, party people? Welcome to Harlequin Bromance, the podcast that reads trashy novels so you don't have to. I am Fogey. With me is my bromancer, Mark. What's up, Mark?
Nothing much. How's it going, man?
Any initial thoughts? Well, let me tell you what we read. We read a book called Between a Highlander and a Hard Place by Mary Wine. I thought it was going to be a lot better. What'd you think?
It was a little rough to get through. I would say.
Well, real question. Did you actually get through it?
Absolutely not.
Okay. What page did you stop on?
I didn't check. I was too zoned out by then, but I think it was halfway through chapter two.
All right.
So, but I've halfway through got a good understanding of where it was going to go.
Of all six chapters. All right. And with us this time is a special guest, Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi, guys.
You're going to have to speak up.
Can you hear me now?
Is that your Athena voice?
No, I will not be emulating Athena for this podcast.
You're going to do Simon?
I would rather be Brenda. Thank you very much. The fair lassie.
All right, well, cool. So, yeah, we read this book, Harlequin, or no, it's not a Harlequin. It's actually, who published this? Historical Romance. And did you realize, I didn't realize it's part of a series. Did you know that, Mark?
I did. I saw that it was book five.
Where does it say that?
Somewhere on the Amazon description.
On the internet. It says
or the Audible description, actually. In fact, in full disclosure, I chose to listen to this book on Audible. But the narrator was great.
Did you pay money for it?
No. Mel did, but
worth every penny. Wait, how much did you pay for it?
No, it comes free with her Amazon subscription.
Ah, okay.
Well, according to some reviews, this was the best of the bunch, so you really lucked out picking this one.
Well, this starts off with...
You don't want to know my initial...
Yeah. What's your initial reaction?
I was both bored and turned on by it. I thought it was really hot at some points and really stupid for most of the others. But all in all, I kind of liked it.
Is that how you felt, Mark?
Yeah. Sadly, it seems
it
like I missed out.
If you got past chapter two,
yeah,
it gets a
I apparently am realizing that now, and maybe I need to repeat.
Well, there was like it starts off. There's a lot of kissing, right?
This is hot
it's
kissing.
Like, it's a kissing book, like in
I mean,
what's the?
I didn't mind.
The Princess Bride. It's a kissing book.
We can all imagine.
Fred Savage doesn't.
That's a little bit more than a kissing book.
I mean, after he shaves his beard.
Yeah, well, that one.
All right, so the story it starts off with him, Simon, with a Y, right? Do you have your chapter notes?
I do, for chapter one. Yes, between a Highlander and a Hard Place, Simon and Athena. She's scrappy. That was my initial notes on Athena. Very scrappy.
She is scrappy.
Yep. Then you got cousin Brenda, the traditional Scottish name Brenda.
Did you think that Simon and Brenda were going to like get it on at
some
point?
Yeah, they seem really hot for each other.
Yeah.
But then you find out they're cousins.
But it's 1579. So it's 1579 in Scotland and England, right? Well, I mean, I'm sure it's the same year in two countries.
So, okay. Can we edit this part out of the podcast? Because I don't know. Are Scotland and England not different countries?
We're definitely not editing this out. Hold on. Let's go around the table and figure out. Mark, are Scotland and England attached?
Yes, they are. By a little strip
of what about you, social media
UK.
Mel?
UK, exactly.
Okay, but England and
producer
Scotland
Sam,
are
did
different.
You know that Scotland and England are attached?
I did.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
That's
all I know is
the
change your name to
homeschool Sam.
It's part of the Scandinavian.
Scandinavian.
I don't know.
At this point in history, though, they are not like one rule. You've got Elizabeth.
Well, you had
on
King
the
James. He was the king, the child.
The Bible,
king,
right?
The boy
well,
king.
At this point in 1579, Elizabeth would be queen.
Well, she was queen of England because she was horned
right.
in for like
and then
all
have
the dudes.
Yeah, and you have James who is sitting on the
Scotland.
Scottish throne.
And he's a big.
Eventually.
He's a Francophile, according to the book.
What's a Francophile?
Obsessed with
French.
Like, he loves the
like
French.
He loves
oh,
the French.
Yeah.
Just,
and he was getting diddled by Esme.
Was Esme's a dude, though.
Yeah, but he was diddling
the 15-year-old James. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, that was referred to. You got to read the... Yeah.
The plot thickens.
Because Simon was like, oh, he likes the lads too much.
And the little French girls shave Athena. Never mind. All right.
Wax.
Do they wax her? I would assume they'd have to, like, get a hedge clipper in there.
Yeah, anyway. And they didn't mention her pain, which for a woman author, I thought that was pretty significant to overlook. Cause
from getting waxed?
Yeah, shit hurts.
I mean, last time I waxed it.
I don't know, but I can imagine. Didn't you see Steve Carell's reaction in 40-year-old version?
Kelly Clarkson?
Now imagine all right, it
so
on
yeah,
your,
Scotland
on your
and England are attached.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, speaking of Queen Elizabeth, I really liked... Was this historically accurate? Like, do you really think that she was, like, boning all the dudes? Like she had Robert Leicester. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, I don't either. That was one thing.
But then she was
going to
start boning Galwell, too.
Was she?
Well, he wanted her to.
He was, like, at some point saying, like, I'm her favorite.
Yeah, he was trying to, like, get in between. Okay. There was a lot of, like, behind the scenes.
We have to explain this to Mark because he only got through...
Yeah, Mark, you really
two.
Missed a lot of historical drama.
Yeah, you would have loved all that shit.
Girls, did you read the rest of the book? I think this needs to be Harlequin Cis Man.
No, there's already plenty of those podcasts. Book, she no, didn't read all of it either.
Well, Melanie read the whole book, right,
no,
Melanie?
I got to, like,
oh, my God, am I the only one who... Girl, this book was hot. I had to know what happened at the end. Well, not by choice.
Yeah, right. Not for much longer. All right, so,
all right.
God damn it.
Okay, so chapter one. What is a laird? That was my second
He's
notes.
A lord. Oh,
it's
which,
a,
but in,
it's a lord.
But that's what.
Laird.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I figured it out.
Uncle Henry Honorable got those first impressions. Galwell Creek. All
right, so hold on.
There's, Harry's a rapier, ironic, because he's a rapist.
He's, who is? Galwell?
Galwell.
Yeah,
Galwell.
He's just an
he's
asshole.
Really
so
Simon is a progressive laird. And then I wrote the priest hole question mark. Not sure what that was about, but
priest what?
The priest hole question mark.
Oh yeah, in the house. I didn't
what
know
is
that
a
either.
Priest?
I don't know
a
what a priest hole,
hole
is.
Sounds naughty. It was like when Henry was hiding Athena from Galwell, and he's like,
hole.
"Get in the priest hole." And I was like, "Is that where like the priest comes
so
and looks?"
During, like, I would imagine. And I could be wrong, but based on my knowledge of this era of history...
Yeah,
talking to the mic.
I would venture that this was something that the Catholics and the Protestants used, the priest hole. So when the Catholics were... To hide their priests.
To hide?
During the... You know, because this was...
Oh, because there was Catholic and Protestant...
And
drama.
Oh, there was tons, yeah.
Gotcha, gotcha.
It's not the...
So they were hiding those Catholic priests.
Is that what it's...
With Martin Luther?
Well, that started with Martin Luther in the fifth, and then
I mean,
King
I don't know.
And then King Henry the Eighth.
I'm doing good
he,
to know Martin Luther was
he transitioned
a name that I
everything
associate.
To Protestantism so that he could marry Anne Boleyn. But he, and then, you know, Mary came, and then Elizabeth came. So I would venture to guess that this was where they hid the Catholics or the Protestant, whoever, depending on who was in. On the throne.
Well, she said at the end she's Catholic. I don't know if you got to that part.
All right, so welcome back to History Lesson with
Mel
and Liz.
It's a very historically accurate
Liz.
Book, especially those kilts, man. They sounded hot.
Yeah, there was something about when they were fighting
and
at that one part. You could
see
his
could
bare
see
his, ass.
Ooh, I like
she was
that
like,
part.
Oh my God.
That was Bruce Robertson.
Yeah.
Remember
who?
Bruce Robertson? The classic Scottish name? Bruce Robertson?
Well, Bruce. I mean, that makes sense if you watch
really
Braveheart.
Don't know,
Robert the Bruce. Anyway, all right, so you got Simon, he's a widower. His cousin Brenda is also a widow?
Yes, but her husband was a real dickhead.
Yeah. Okay, and she's going to be in another book.
Yeah,
which
and
we're
I can't
not going
to
read.
No, I will, I will.
Well, Liz is going to, yeah, he's going to,
she
she's going to read
she
it.
She was the only character except for Queen Elizabeth that I liked in this book.
So
Brenda. I thought she was pretty awesome.
And then you have Athena.
Yeah, she was the bomb.
And Athena thinks she's getting married to Galwell or Galwell.
Whatever. He's a
and he's a rich,
creepy.
Richy richer.
Yeah. And then I wrote when she found out that she wasn't going to marry him, and he tried to turn her into a courtesan.
A courtesan.
Yeah, he said, "I'm going to make you the finest courtesan."
Oh, a mistress.
Well, a courtesan is
oh,
like
I don't know what
a high-priced hooker, right?
Yeah.
Mark,
well, anyway.
Did you know what a courtesan
I
is?
I did.
So I wrote after
they
she
were very
out,
educated and fed it was a status
yes,
symbol.
I was like, okay. Girlfriend, I would have chose that life rather than
being a boy
I mean, I'm
running
saying,
across
yeah.
Scotland.
It's like well, a geisha. Yeah.
I'd have been like, let this asshole make me a courtesan, then I'll own him, whatever. Anyway, but then I said, she burns his.
Yeah, she burns the
house
down.
Like she's left at RIP.
Yeah, right. Like it's Andre Rison's house.
And then she runs off with a businessman in Scotland where she encounters the hot Simon for one second.
Well, hold on. You're skipping a bunch of shit.
Well, yeah, I know I am. This is a chapter one summary.
There's a lot in chapter one.
There, yeah, because she...
A lot happens.
She dresses up like a...
your memory.
But, like, Henry... Because the cops come to Henry's house, right? And she's in the priest hole, whatever the hell that is. I don't want to get back into that. Do you know what a priest hole is, Mark?
Do not.
Melanie knows.
Yeah, Melanie's Googling it. Excuse me.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
Burp away from the...
What?
Edit
this
it out.
This podcast is brought to you by Coors Light.
It's a hiding place for the priests built into many of the...
So what, were they murdering each other? They were just like going around murking priests because they were the wrong religion?
Yeah,
wow.
I guess so.
They hated each other.
I lived in the wrong time, boy. I could have been
Protestants,
doing some killing. Let that murderous rage out. All
right, so anyway, she gets hooked up with, was it Miles?
Miles, yes.
With
because he was an associate of her uncle, Henry.
Of her uncle, yeah, and he is a good guy.
Good dude. Yeah.
But she's dressed up like
a
boy.
Yeah.
Like Arya. She's got a little bit of Arya Stark going on.
Guys, yeah. Which I did not watch past season one. But I did read this whole book, though. Took a lot less time.
Well, I don't watch the last season of Game of Thrones.
Uh-oh. Turning into a critique podcast. Okay. Everyone's a critique.
A critique.
Critic?
You do. Whatever. It's one of those.
Well, whatever.
Courtesan
what I mean.
Talk.
Yes, yes.
So, and then something about Mayday. Did you get to that part, Mark?
Yeah.
About I did.
Okay.
Rather enjoy that part. What were your thoughts on it, Sam? Mayday.
I liked that part.
Well, apparently, she was a pagan for dancing around the fire.
As, as she should have been.
Hell yeah,
yeah,
that
she's a pagan.
Like fun. I would do it. Oh, I'd dance around the fire. Mm-hmm. I feel like I sometimes.
And then they were like
never
sneaking
mind.
Off with the Scots or something.
But,
and
yeah, they were. Well, it was just the women who were going out to the woods to bathe.
Letting their
hair down.
They're
letting their hair down.
They were letting their hair down.
It's the only time they can ever let their hair down.
Yeah. Or something.
So
they were trying to like get converted or something, and but they were still holding on to that one aspect of their pagan.
Yeah, thing. They were I don't understand it either.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's got a shirt on and her hair is down.
She looked like a forest nymph.
Yes, a forest nymph, but that's when she first sees...
And that's when Simon's member stirs.
For the first time.
For the first time,
his
member stirs.
It's from one page.
Yeah, he's like, oh, lass, I see your boobies through that shirt. That's my Scottish accent for y'all.
Handfuls, one that would fit his hands.
Yeah, his member stirred. He had a coffee, and he poured some...
Handfuls, ones that would fit his hands. His member stirred. Oh, that's hoy.
Getting hard for you.
Yeah.
Some shots while we continue this podcast.
That will be the last time his penis is described or talked about.
Nay. His member was fine and long.
Yeah, girth.
Soft but hard.
She felt his girth and his soft skin over his erect member. And then she just says his cock. I was like, that's not poetic.
I know. I noticed that too. I was like, do ladies like to describe it as
the cock?
Yeah. Well,
I never heard it. I've heard it, obviously. But
you've never heard cock.
Historically accurate, was that term being used during that time?
Yeah.
I think maybe. She seems pretty on the nose with her historicness.
Well, she would need to be a medievalist.
Yeah. All right. Excuse me. Jeez Louise.
I'm just going to put it out there. If you're a fan of period pieces, which I'm not, and if you like romance, I would recommend this book.
What, Mark, would you recommend this book? We're already getting to that. We're cutting to that part.
Well, we don't have to follow
the theme. I would not recommend it because I was bored out of my mind.
Well, yeah, if you're a man who's reading it for a podcast.
But that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe read the Cliff Notes version.
It had moments.
There's three. There's 300 pages.
It wasn't great, but
there's 300 pages, and they don't get to the sex until page 222.
Well, yeah, but
so it's just all foreplay forever, and then it's like the sex scene is after she falls in a river. And anyway, all right, we're jumping ahead.
That's true. He saved
her. So, well, that's all right. So let's go through your recap real quick.
For chapter one?
No, just... So, tell me where I'm missing. She burns the house down. Yeah. She dressed like a boy.
That was pretty much it.
Simon sees her for May Day. And then something about a dress.
And then
he finds out about a dress that was bought by Will Tinker.
Yeah, Will sees her when she sneaks out. He's a real piece of shit.
He's a real douche.
Yeah, he's a real asshole. And very persistent, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and he doesn't even get his comeuppance.
Yeah,
in the
end. Was annoying. Maybe he'll get his comeuppance. In Brenda's book, which I will read.
Well, you can come back and fill us in on that one.
It's going to be
I'm
good.
Not reading that shit.
Well, Gotham is obviously her true man. She needs to just accept it because she's super hot with her flaming red hair.
Wait, how did you pronounce his name?
Gotham?
Bothan?
Bothan.
Is
no?
It Bothan or Bothan?
I thought it was Gotham with a
no,
G.
No, it's a B. It's
Bothan.
Well,
Bothan. Bothan. Bothan.
Many Bothans died.
I don't know,
to bring us that information.
Bothan City.
However you say it. Who was he? Can you tell me that?
I think he's from another book. Like
well, yeah, but who? But like, what is he? Is he a Scottish lord?
Yeah,
also?
He's another captain or laird
like
or whatever. Yeah,
and he wants to marry her.
Right,
but she's like, I'm my own woman.
Yeah,
I'm not to be
had. I'm a Scottish lass with long red hair.
But see, I felt like Athena was just like a little carbon copy, but more boring.
She was kind of boring.
She was very, very, very
she's
boring.
Just boring.
Very, and she's so stupid.
She's like Carl.
She's so
in The Walking
stupid.
Dead. Yeah.
She is an idiot.
She's like Carl in The Walking Dead. Like, she's always leaving the house.
I mean, as soon as
and,
she left
like
the
fuck,
king's
man.
Quarters or whatever, I mean, like, as soon as she left, she got kidnapped by the same asshole who's been tracking her the whole time. I was like, wow, you literally walked straight into him because you have a gold piece. Good job. Dumbass.
All right, so
which I mean, they talk so much about that gold piece too, and then in the end, it was just used.
Boob.
Yeah, they kept referring it to it, right? And then in the end, she just finally used it to bribe the guard. Yeah. And then Simon was all like, "He could have raped you." They talked about rape so much.
Yeah,
in this, I mean, so
was much.
Ironic it was
because
disgusting.
So Will Tinker tries to have her be a prostitute.
Yeah,
so he's trying to get her to be a hooker,
a proper,
and
hooker.
She escapes, mm-hmm. and Simon finds her. And then, like, knocks her over the head.
Yes.
And,
exactly.
and kidnaps
yes,
her.
Yes, like, yes. True.
I mean,
straight
basically.
Straight up caveman, right?
Yeah, straight up
her,
caveman.
Yeah.
I mean, he like, doesn't knock her over the head, but, like, fucking binds her wrist
yes.
and gags her ass.
Yes.
Yeah, gags
for
her.
For her. Yeah, he
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
yeah
for, he gags
for her.
Her
own good. Yeah. Yeah, I did not care for that.
This
either.
Was rapey as shit, man.
Oh, this book was very non-consensual. but it was a
But the whole time
time
in her mind, she's
different
like,
times, guys.
I kind of love him.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
She was totally
dumber
hot for him.
Now.
Which I don't like that message, you know, that it's like, oh, I'm so hot for him.
Yeah, but
even
like,
though he's totally forcing me to do something
yeah.
I don't want to do.
But this, I guess yeah, this is what the sexy cool. part is for women. Like the idea that Athena is her own woman, but at the same time, she's getting... jostled around and manhandled by some big stud, you know.
I guess he's
who's girthy
hot,
and,
I didn't care
and lengthy.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, he's
you know
Gerard
somebody.
Butler is
no,
who
no,
I picked.
I know who I got.
Who'd you get?
I pictured. Oh God, what's his name from Highland Outlander?
Oh, shit, I don't know. I don't
God.
Watch that stupid show
he's,
either.
Ooh, that's who I pictured.
Jason Momoa. all day long.
He's like Hawaiian,
and then
though.
I was totally, yeah, but yes, he is. That's true.
Scotland.
But
yeah,
he's, an
mean, he's an actor. He's an actor.
He's an actor. He's an
actor. Don't think you can become hasty.
He's going to be inside the actor's studio.
And he was pictured, he was described as being dark with scars on his face, and Jason Momoa has a scar on that eyebrow, baby.
Yeah.
And with a beard and scruffy. So I pictured Jason Momoa.
All right, so
it really worked for me.
So my notes are a recap.
And for Athena.
Athena gets re.
Yeah, he's hot too. Let me see. And for Athena, I pictured me with blonde hair.
yeah. So Liz is going to play Athena.
And when I read Brenda's book, I'll picture me with red hair.
film version. You should just do a one-woman show of,
yeah.
of the whole thing.
I have been practicing my Scottish.
You can talk about your pearl.
Oh, knee pearl.
All right.
It's a mighty fine pearl.
Oh, God.
It's extra frosted.
In me slit.
yeah, all the words for vagina.
Oh, you're very tender. All right.
All right. Calm down. so then,
a rare gift. I know.
So
you
then there's
sit here next to me. You can sit right here, and we can both talk into this mic.
So then there's lots of kissing. right? He grabs the back of her head every time.
Oh, I know. He's really
He grabs the back of her head and then, like, presses his mouth into her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And they totally suck face.
Yep.
And then, so then Will comes up with this plan, right, and to get money from Miles.
He has multiple plans. Very, very many plans. Yeah. Lots of plans.
And he's also very opportunistic because in the end, he doesn't even take Athena. He takes Brenda.
I know. She was the real prize, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that
point. You didn't? Oh, no. Who read all this?
Just me
just
and you.
The two of y'all.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it really amped up after he took Brenda. Boring. That's when they finally got it on.
We got halfway through. All right. The last thing I remember is, well, yeah,
you did
that's
good.
Skipping
you did good.
Ahead.
All right, so then he plans to kidnap her back and hold her for ransom, or he gets money from Miles.
Well, wait. Yeah.
Did I? Yeah, I probably skipped some shit. I skipped the stuff about...
Well, here's my chapter 2 summary. It's pretty good. Athena is discovered to be a woman by another rapey weirdo, Will.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest, hot though he may be, Simon's pretty rapey.
Yeah.
Because, like, when he first sees her, he's all like,
he's
oh, definitely I'm going to marry
she
her.
She will be mine.
Yeah. Oh, he yes. said, and I quote, he would track her down like a fox. He might claim her as a prize. Those were, like, in the same page.
Right.
Which I guess part of the book, too, was all, like, her overcoming that I'm not your prize bullshit. But I don't know. I'm just really not into period pieces, I don't think. I feel like the relationship between Gotham?
Bothan.
And Brenda will be a lot less.
Well, you can tell me all about that when you read it. We'll do a follow-up.
So anyway, Will tries to sell her to a brothel. Rude. Very rapey chapter overall. She successfully escapes, but then is further, quote, rescued, a.k.a. kidnapped by Simon.
Mm-hmm.
She tells him that she wants to go home. He says no, he's being a real dickhead. Also a kidnapper. So, yeah, period pieces are the worst. That was my thoughts from chapter 2.
So, and they come back to his castle. So, Simon has a castle.
Yeah, and they chapter, make a big deal. That's chapter out. 3, yeah, because
Grant
chapter
Tower.
3 is all them traveling. And that's when they encounter Bruce Robertson.
Right, they fight.
Ass they see, yeah.
When they see his butt.
Mm-hmm. They charge each other like bears.
Yeah. And they're like, ugh. And they always shake each other's hand like at the
Yeah, and I guess
forearm.
I guess that scene was like to show the masculinity of
right.
the Scots or whatever. They're brutes.
Yeah.
But then,
she likes it though because she always calls him her beast.
He's a beast. and then all right, so then
more Brenda, please. That's what I wrote for chapter 3.
So then a midwife? So like everybody
no, she
thinks,
was the head of the household.
Everybody thinks that they're married already, or they're
going to
be
going
married,
to be
even
married.
Though Athena
oh, no, that
definitely
was
has not.
Cognac, that was the midwife.
No, it was Becuma.
It was Becuma.
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 Oh, I thought it was a C name.
No, Cormac was another dude.
Yeah.
That's a dude name.
Oh, cognac.
Like, cognac. and she checks them for.
By cognac.
She checks. She wants to check for witch marks. Right?
Yeah,
this is what I'm going to call Mark from now on. Witch Mark.
She's dancing around on May Day. It is reasonable. It's
yeah,
reasonable
that
she's a witch, okay?
Not that
he
Mark.
Was rather taken with her from 1 second of seeing her tits on May Day night, so.
Yeah.
It is reasonable that she's a witch.
I just put there's a lot of courting, and.
Yeah, and courting is frustrating, guys. That was a line from the book.
Super frustrating.
Remember, she was like, I know why people have arranged marriages, because courting is so frustrating.
I know. And then at some point, she falls in a river. And I know there was some shit going on like before that.
Yeah,
like,
you're coming way ahead.
She goes outside. I can't remember why now. And then Brenda's
outside.
Like, they're all outside.
They're just, like, courting.
There's something to do with a letter that Simon was going to send to Bothan.
Yeah, because Phoenix, the head of the household, she's, like, the head maid or whatever, the HBIC, head bitch in charge, or head bathmaster in charge? I don't know. But she's the lady in charge. And Brenda keep cock-blocking.
Because
every time they try to get it on.
Oh, yeah, every time they try to get it on, Brenda's there, and she's like, nay.
Or Phoenix there, yeah. And she's like, you can't have her, or she'll be forced to marry.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
Exactly. I know, stupid Brenda.
No, Brenda, she's smart. That was an annoying joke.
All right, so anyway, they had this plot. Will Tinker has this plot.
Oh, yeah.
To...
Always plotting that Will.
To kidnap Athena
Yeah, by he getting finds this out that Athena guy. Goes to Simon's place, and he's like, I'm going to get her back. I'm going to do whatever, sell her or hold her for ransom. Oh, because somewhere in there, you can't forget, they find out that she has actually got royal blood.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, somewhere they announce. Did you get to that part, Mark?
Actually, no, but I did have questions when I heard y'all talking about
it. Okay, yeah. So they get to the part where you find out, like, they introduce Queen Elizabeth.
Right. Very interesting character.
Right.
I loved the queen.
And that Athena's actually not royal, but she's got money.
Well, like her dad...
has a dowry or whatever.
Her dad had royal lineage. He was part of the Stuart clan or whatever.
Right.
And
but she was living with Henry, the uncle.
And he never had any sons, so since he's dead, the land goes to her.
Right. So she has something to offer Gowell.
Yeah, so now they're going to try to marry her off to Gowell.
Yeah, so now they're trying to marry...
There's a lot of plotting in this book. Lots of plotting, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So anyway.
So they want to marry Gowell off now to her so that he'll get out of...
And see, I thought there was going to be all this, like, fighting. I thought Simon was going to, like, kick Gowell's ass. I thought he was going to kick Will Tinker's ass. And then that never happened.
I know. That was disappointing. You're right. I would have loved to see some fighting because he sounds like a...
Yeah, like you know, they make him out to be this like kick-ass Scottish dude.
Yeah, he'd be fighting
everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, like Jason Momoa would like.
Yeah, he would whoop up on some little lily boy.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Will Tinker gets some old guy to pretend like some kid's in trouble, and somebody knocks Athena on the head when she goes to help.
Oh, can we talk about when he tries to save her from the river?
Who?
Because they make it sound like because she's like, oh. It sounds like she's trying to fight him to not be saved. Did you?
Don't save her.
Yeah, she don't want to be saved. Yeah, go to that part in
Project
your book.
Pat.
Because, well, I don't know. We don't have to dwell on that.
I don't know.
It's like
so stupid. Listen, like, I'm going to be honest with you. After like chapter 3 or 4, I just kind of skimmed the nonsense.
I skimmed
the nonsense and got to like the dialogue. You know what I mean? And could kind of figure out what was going on. I know that she fell in the river. I know he jumps in to help her. And then finally, after 222 pages, they get out of the river and they go to a cottage?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, where they go somewhere and they end up finally.
Until they were talking about like the bed being in there.
Yeah, they finally end up boning. But they've been hand-fasted. That was the other thing. I didn't know what hand-fasting was.
Well, she agreed to marry him that night, and so then they boned.
Right, so they... Which is the sexiest thing in the world, a married couple having sex.
It was pretty hot. I like that
part
of the book.
It was kind of gross, too, because then it starts describing her lady parts. And
her pearl.
Yeah, her pearl, stroking her pearl. I wish she would have been like, he totally flicked her bean a few times.
Her belly quivering, hottest of all.
There's a lot of quivering bellies.
Very much
His
so.
Member definitely was stirring her cup of lady juices. Disgusting. Well, she even said, what was the line about the well of wetness? Did you witch mark it? We grab me a beer.
Oh, yeah. Albie.
Here it is.
Special guest, the dog.
Yeah, it says it right here. She was wet, but not from the water. His fingertip dipped into a well of fluid that had seeped from her passage.
This is her passage.
Perfect,
oh, yeah.
He says.
Perfect. Yeah,
it's
perfect.
Perfect.
He like smells
That's
his
just
finger.
That's creepy.
He like pulls his finger. He pulls a finger out and he's like, perfect. I mean, that's the sexiest thing that they could come up with. Perfect.
There's also like pages that deal with like which way her corset is getting laced up, and it's all like so she can't easily undo it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that he has to untie it. Yeah, that was another problem. So anyway, after they finally have sex, the next morning, King James's people show up.
Yes.
Right, and this is where it gets real.
Confusing.
This is the last chapter.
Yeah. A lot
this
happens.
This is all
a lot
in the last
in
chapter.
Yeah, this chapter is finally where it picks up with action, but it's still no fighting, but at least like things are
so they go,
happening. Though.
They won't let him go back to the castle. They won't let him go back to the castle.
And why wouldn't he?
Because they were worried he would just lock himself up in the tower or something. And just because they were saying that, like,
but
a lot of.
But what did he care, though?
I don't know. This book is stupid. Anyway, so he goes to see James.
Because Esme, that was his right-hand man. That was like his Rasputin, right?
Yeah, that was his.
But he didn't know that he didn't know that Athena was rich until later.
No, Esme knew.
Oh, he knew from the get-go? Well, that's probably why they made him stay then.
Right. And then she gets her poontang waxed, right?
By the French girls.
By the French girls who giggle the whole time.
Yeah, those French girls know what's up.
And
your master will like it.
Yeah, they're like, wee-wee. I don't know.
And she's like, no, I can't. Okay, do it.
Yeah. And you got to imagine, like, the bush he's got going on.
Oh, yeah. The convinced her to do it is they're like, your bush is going to have fleas.
Yeah. We just pulled your nasty ass out of a river.
Like, shit, you're right.
And your trashy ass bush has, like, bugs in it.
Yeah.
Here's my question, though, Mark, and you can answer this, too. How old is Athena?
I'd say 19, probably.
See, 18, 16. 19. I was saying 16, like 15 or 16, which makes it a little grosser.
Do they say?
I don't think she's 15. She's
well,
got
but think about the
tops.
Yeah.
She's tall.
So she went through puberty already?
She's got a lot of hair.
Hey. Yeah, down there.
Girls go through puberty quicker than boys. Sooner than boys.
Well, how old do we think Simon is?
I say he's 30.
Yeah, he's in his
30s. He's 30.
Yeah.
And she's...
He's older,
maybe
definitely.
20?
An older gentleman.
He is an older, handsome gentleman.
Yes, very handsome.
With a beard. Because they talk about him shaving his beard before he goes and, you know, munches on her a little bit.
Ate her pearl.
Yeah, munch my coochie. That's what she says. She's like, hey, come munch my coochie.
She does not say munch my coochie. I believe it was munch me coochie, please.
And he was like, I do not do that less.
Oh,
oh wait,
I'm
yes, I do. Let me shave my beard off first. Since you shaved your beard off. All right, anyway. All right, so this one gets. So they have some thing where, like, James is decide the king of Scotland.
Who is 15 for sure.
Who is 15. They did say that, yeah.
Yeah. He was an interesting character, too. I kind of wanted to know more about him.
And he wants, or Esme's trying to get her to marry Galwell because he thinks somehow he's going to benefit. Esme thinks he's going to benefit from it.
Yeah, unclear. I'm not sure why. They want him to marry. Oh, I know why. Because something about the Stuart land. And he wants Galwell to get it. I really don't know. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I don't know either. But she has a tract of land. A tract, right? A T-R-A-C-T. A
court
tract.
Schemes.
Yeah.
Attractive.
So anyway.
Attractive land?
But Simon's like, nay, you know, we're already married. I offered, you know, we're married. We're hand-fasted in Scotland. That counts or whatever.
Hand-fasting sounds sexy, by the way.
Yeah, ham-fisted.
Yeah, that was the other thing you just know.
I'm going to hand fast you and then fist your hand.
Fist your hand?
I don't know. Whatever. Shut up.
Okay.
All right. So, so James ends up deciding to let Athena be married to Simon, but they
Well, wait. This is after you're skipping all over where she escapes.
Oh, yeah. She escapes.
Like a dumbass.
And runs into Brenda somehow.
No,
like,
she runs into Brenda because she immediately gets kidnapped by Will. Immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
As soon as
she's really bad at not getting kidnapped.
She's stupid. But anyway, she thinks that Simon doesn't love her anymore because she got that kid killed.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then she's like, he'll never love me again. So she sees him riding off, and she escapes. And immediately gets kidnapped by Will. And that's why she sees Brenda, because she's also been kidnapped. He's a real kidnapper.
Yeah, he's good at kidnapping. She's really bad at not being kidnapped.
But he's not good at following through on a scheme.
Right.
So.
But he ends up getting Brenda somehow, right?
He got her because...
Oh, yeah. They kidnapped Brenda before Athena and Simon boned each other.
Yeah, because they kidnapped her when Athena got knocked into the river. Well, actually, she threw herself in the river, if you want to be specific about it.
Athena did?
Yeah, because she did not want to go with Will.
Well, yeah, she got hit
and
over
so
the head,
so she was
though.
Like, I'd rather take the river than...
Yeah.
Yeah, but she threw herself in the river. She didn't...
I don't care at this point.
But anyway, so Brenda was, like, running to help her. Oh, me lassie. And so then, like, when Athena went into the water, then Will was like, well, I'll just take Brenda instead, which was the better choice, because Brenda was hot, and she had pretty red hair, and she was really
and she's older.
Yeah, and she was, like, sassy,
yeah,
like Brenda. Like, she didn't take no shit from nobody. I love Brenda.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm all on board for the next
So, instead of Athena having to marry Galwell, they have to turn over the dowry of Athena's land. Now becomes Brenda's, and Brenda has to marry Galwell. Is that how I understood that?
Yes.
And then they make
it
sound
why
like
they're looking out for Galwell so bad. What the hell is Galwell? He's like on the he's in the queen's pocket or
a
something.
A rooty tooty,
maybe? I don't know.
Fresh and fruity.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, English dude.
He's a real piece of shit.
Yeah, we don't like him.
No.
Even though he's like, I'm going to see your tits. Wait, no.
Show me them tits,
show me them titties.
I was like, wind and diner, and then you're all like, you're going to be a whore, and you're going to show me them tits.
Produce
she was like,
boobs.
No, fuck you. I'm fixing to burn your house down.
I'm about to go left eye on this motherfucker.
Yeah, she is.
So Brenda goes, and then the story turns into Both and Gunn at the end.
Yeah, they're setting up for the next book.
Take over, yeah. And then the end of the book is the first 14 pages of, like, the next book.
Yeah, I did not read that.
No, I didn't read it either.
But I will read the whole book later.
And Athena's pregnant,
yes,
right?
She is.
She's pregnant, which Simon's first wife dies in childbirth.
But that's why the witch, not the witch, the cognac lady...
Becuma, housewife, midwife.
That's why she checks her out, not only to make sure she's not a witch, but to make sure she can hold them babies in her belly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, she's like, we don't want you to have another baby. She's a big lass.
This was a dumbass book.
Are we done?
So, almost. Are we done? Yeah. Everybody listening, all two people, shout out. Witch marks, Pearl, we talked about all that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Lots of kissing, pretty rapey. Those were the notes
I
had.
Yeah.
So we already said, you said Jason Momoa as Simon.
Sure would.
Sam, producer
who?
Sam says.
Sam Heughan.
Sam Heughan. Mark, don't know for who that Simon, is. Do you have an actor?
I don't know. Maybe Thomas Jane. I don't know.
Thomas Jane. He's
like
80 fucking years old.
Yuck. Yeah, he's way too old for this.
I would
like
go with
at least 50,
no,
and
fine.
He's not dark headed either.
I would say Gerard Butler or Gerard Depardieu.
I'm on board for both.
When Nicolas Cage worked in this
is
movie,
hot. Yeah, you're right, Mark. Your opinion
let me
is
see,
that
let me see Thomas Jane.
Thomas Jane, that's Patricia Arquette's man.
Oh yeah, I mean he's handsome, but he's just a little too old.
Well, he's
all right,
the, he's
so what
the
about
old
Athena?
Punisher.
Who would Athena be?
I thought Blake Lively, honestly, because of the hair.
No.
Why?
I was
she's
thinking
pretty.
Dakota Fanning.
Mm-mm.
Must say.
No, L. Fanning.
I don't like
the
that
younger
either.
One.
Nah.
No.
I'll go with Amanda Seyfried.
Mm. Yeah.
The big blonde, curly hair.
Yeah,
she got
I'm
some big old
tits. That.
Yeah, I like that.
She's gorgeous.
Eyes really wide apart.
What about Galwell? Who would play the douchey aristocrat? You know, crappy dudes. He was Farquaad. So
Farquaad.
He's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Producer Sam says he's a cartoon.
Yeah, I'm
what about Galwell, Mark?
Galwell. He's got to be handsome enough to make her want to marry him, but sleazy enough.
See, but that's the thing is I think he's just of stature, and she's just kind of, Billy Zane. Yeah.
I would have been Billy Zane's courtesan in a heartbeat. But what about Oscar Isaac? Because remember, he played that creepy blue in Sucker Punch?
See, I was thinking more like Paul Giamatti. Like
Paul
somebody who's
Giamatti.
Not attractive, that's but she's just eight. Looking for stature.
She loves him. She wants to fuck him. That's why she made him that linen shirt, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That hot-ass linen shirt
okay,
scene?
So somebody hotter than Paul. Yeah.
She was like, I'm getting so turned on by his linen
for
shirt.
For Galwell?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was hot for Galwell until she found out that he was a dickhead.
So maybe an older British dude, like Clive Owen. He could be Galwell.
Yeah, Clive Owen. That's good. I like that.
What about Brenda? I got a good one for Brenda.
Brenda, hot redhead. Let me think.
See, I'm thinking Christina, was it Hendricks?
Ooh, yeah, she is pretty.
Like,
Okay.
Can she do a Scottish accent? I'm not sure I'm seeing her. She is pretty, though.
She is good looking.
What about Catherine? What is that gorgeous redheaded woman's name from The Gift? And she was Queen Elizabeth, as
Kate Blanchett?
Yes.
She's kind of old.
Yeah, I know.
What was...
Let me see.
What about Swarce? I know that's not how you say her name.
Saoirse? Saoirse Ronan?
I know that's
the Ibis.
She would be a good one. You just have to dye her hair red.
Saoirse.
This is who I picture
as
Brenda.
Yeah, who is that?
That's Galis Duncan.
Outlander. So another Outlander.
Like Connie Nielsen. I like Connie Nielsen.
Connie what?
She was in
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. She was in Devil's Advocate as the sister. Sister.
That was the one. Wasn't she in...
She was also the Joaquin Phoenix's sister in Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
She's a little old, though, too, for
She's
that.
She's kind of old.
I don't know. You say that Brenda has, you know, a larger role in another book. I mean, I think she could kind of carry a series if this were to pick up. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm into it.
I need to get closer to the mic.
Now, here's the real question.
All right, what's the real question?
Who's going to play King James? I say Malfoy from Harry Potter.
He's got to be 15, though.
I know, that's true. But maybe we can go back in time.
Yeah, I would say Joffrey.
Malfoy was 15.
Joffrey from
Game
of Thrones.
Let's go out of the box here.
Game of Thrones.
Giggle Thrones. I would love to see
Hand-fisted. That'd be the next book.
Giggle.
Yeah. Who can I hand-fist you? All right, never mind.
What about Will Tinker?
Will Tinker.
Oh, yes.
Kind of a smarmy, ratty.
Yes. You're right.
Yeah, but he's got to be good looking, too, I think.
No,
I think that he's going
to
be like.
He needs to have like his teeth right.
He's
got to
be like Jamie from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Who?
Jamie.
Will Tinker?
Yeah, I'm telling you. No. I'm saying
Jamie
he's got to be
Game
like.
Game of Thrones should be Galwell.
Okay.
That would be a
good that would
Galwell.
Work.
Yeah.
Will Tinker needs to be, but see.
Will Tinker is gross. He has like gross teeth. I can tell. He does. He's on the road with Miles the Puss all the time.
Oh, William H. Macy? I think he might be a good... yeah.
He doesn't seem mean enough.
Right. Will Tinker's got to be like...
This has got to be a real rapey,
yeah, he's
got to
be like real...
ass, who loves talking about that rape all the time.
Yeah.
Boy, this book talked a lot about that. It was annoying. All right, let me
Mary
see. Grungy
Wine.
Actors.
Mary Wine is the actress. All right.
Wait, hold on.
Well, while you're doing that...
Okay, I'm... Steve... here's who Google says are grungy actors. Steve Buscemi, love him.
Yeah,
Ron Perlman, also love him. Danny Trejo, love him too. God,
yeah,
all these
hard
grungy
to have
actors
a Hispanic
I love.
Actor play
Danny
Scott.
DeVito, Louis Guzman, Forrest Whitaker, found him.
This list is racist.
John, Forrest Whitaker's in here. No, it's not. It's white, black, and Hispanic dudes.
Oh, yeah, okay. What about Michael Shannon? He could be Will Tinker.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I love Michael Shannon. I'm totally hot for Michael Shannon. He's
David
Tennant.
And also David Tennant.
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's all right. So to wrap it up, final thoughts. Liz, special guest Liz, may or may not be, the extra person that we always have. I don't know.
I loved it.
You loved it? Would you recommend it to other people?
Yes.
For ladies and men, or just people?
No. Just
okay.
Ladies. Or maybe gay guys.
Mark?
Well,
final thoughts on the 1.5 chapters that you read?
He loved them.
He loved them.
It was an interesting trip back to 16th century Scotland.
Yeah.
I'll say I had a unique experience. I read it or listened to it on Audible. We had a good narrator. Okay. His name is Anthony Ferguson.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anthony.
Did he do voices?
He did, and
oh,
that actually helped whisk you away.
It's probably not as good as mine.
And it was pretty good. However, the book did jump around a lot, and it was hard to keep up.
Yeah.
While I was driving.
That's it.
Whenever I was listening to it.
I didn't really notice that.
But I found a better book.
I just, what are you reading?
I'm actually reading the Amityville Horror.
Okay. Okay, my social media Mel, who is going to eventually get us a Twitter and an Instagram.
What I read of it.
Which, how far did you get to?
About
social media
three.
How far did you get?
Last. And keep in mind that there's only 6 chapters, so if you got a chapter 3, you were doing pretty good.
No, I finished like chapter 2, and that was about it.
Well, that's a third of the book.
We still got to like page 100.
It was just, I didn't realize until I finished chapter 1 that I was only still in chapter 1.
Yeah, right. The chapters are
like
long.
The chapters were really long, and it's like the whole book, while only 6 chapters, encompasses like probably a year and a half or more of time.
No, I don't think so, because if it starts off with like Grant Tower 1579, and then the start of the next one, it just says Scotland, or no, it just says 1579. So it's like
it's less than a year.
Yeah, because they fall in love in like a day.
It just felt like. Back, but because like back then, from depending on where they were, as someone who really does enjoy like historical like dramas and stories and like fictitious works of like period pieces, those are my jam.
Right.
This was so things didn't make sense to me. Like you don't travel, like it takes months to travel like through like caravan,
right.
And if you're stopping and selling your wares, you're still having to make where, you know, it's a lot.
I kind of felt like at some points it did, like a lot of time had surpassed, or surpassed, is that the word I'm looking at? Anyway.
Yeah, but they wouldn't really talk about it. They would just say, oh,
yeah,
she had a long
like when she was,
journey.
Yeah,
right,
when she was on a journey for weeks and weeks and her bush was full of bugs.
Fleas.
Yeah.
Fleas. Yeah, she had a flea bit.
She had a flea bush.
Doodad.
Flea bush.
Flea bite bush.
That being said, like, you know, it was an easy read. Like,
I mean, it wasn't
not
hard.
Not as easy
it was
as it could have been.
It was boring, though. Like,
it was
kind of
boring, yeah.
Boring. And
but I thought that
but it wasn't
some
as
parts
boring
were.
As some of the shit you've had to read, like.
No, you're right. I mean,
when you're like, assigned, but, like, some bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope nobody would ever assign you that book.
It was just, yeah.
As, like,
all
a
right.
Historical.
You
want to know what Sam's opinion
yeah,
was?
Well,
Sam,
yeah,
well,
that's what we do with producer Sam. She's
okay,
going to. Any kind of omissions or corrections that needs to be addressed, I think
really?
There's, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I think you just about covered it.
Yeah, what was your opinion?
I got to page, I guess, 146.
Mm-hmm. Well, now,
yeah, so almost there. I kind of agree with Mel. It kind of jumped back and forth. A lot happened in chapter one, but it still seemed to just kind of be really slow.
Yeah.
I'm probably still going to try and finish reading it, even though we've done the podcast about it. But yeah, I'd recommend it. Hot, sexy. Let's go. Yeah.
All right, party peoples. this is Fogey and Mark and special guest / maybe, you know,
season
regular.
Recurring.
Liz, since she actually did all the homework.
We'll zoom you in.
Yeah. This has been Harlequin Bromance. If you want to email us right now, that's the only way to get in touch with us. It's harbropodcast@gmail.com. That's harbropodcast@gmail.com. We're going to get a Twitter. I don't have a personal Twitter or an Instagram. I don't know if y'all want to give yours out.
I don't know what my name is on there.
Hopefully we'll get like harbropodcast at Twitter. I don't even know what the hell. I don't know how Twitter works. Yeah. I'm an old fart. But anyway, it's been fun. Liz, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Mark, as always, peace out.
Thanks.